Now, follow me down. Night, night, pet. We're going to do a little bit of work. And when one is doing deep cognitive work, it becomes very necessary to focus, to listen, and in this particular case, to obey. I will only ask you to obey in ways that help you, and all the things I am teaching you are things you need. For example, the ongoing corruption and gradual changing of you is something we both know about, but intensifying it to the level where it can do the most and best work requires you to get out of your own way. And sometimes you are in your own way. There is always an ongoing understanding that the outside world and its weary business affects us so much. And in affecting you, afflicting you, the weary outside world has created for you certain expectations. Those expectations are alterable. All of your pathways are alterable. And when we collaborate and cooperate, those alterations grow. They grow in strength, in importance, in power, and over time they grow in influence. And if you allow my influence in, every single word follows and falls into place. The longer you listen, the more you can enter a neutral state where outside influences fade and mean less and less. And the interior understanding that we have together, our collaboration, is important enough that you can let go of things that ordinarily get in your way. Let go of things that normally obstruct you. Those obstructions are manipulations from the outside. But my manipulations are from the inside, collaborative. There's a very different feel between an intruder at the gate versus someone you've welcomed in and allowed to knock out a few walls, to carry out a few other little commands, to give you a few useful, cooperative improvements. And the aforesaid improvements are very easy, very steady, very definite. Because if we can see something, as we can when we zoom out, then what we can see can be worked on more easily. It's very difficult to open a box with a crowbar that is inside of it. But for someone else to come along with their tool belt and help you do what you not only already wanted to do but needed to do, that is something special. And sometimes you need to be tempted into doing what's good for you, what's best for you, what gives you the most benefit. And that temptation is so easily deployed, so easily applied. Anything which has existed in your mind before is subject to review. Over time, you built the expectation that your past was fixed. But a little temptation can take you in a wonderful new direction. People wrongly assume that temptation leads you in directions they might call bad. But you must accept that all things are relative and that you must use every tool in your toolbox. It makes so little sense to restrict yourself. It makes so little sense to obstruct yourself. All the things in the world might try to get in your way, including history, including the past. Letting them get in your way any longer is quite difficult, if not impossible, once you hear a tempting song, your old stifling orthodox way of being. You should tempt yourself into departing from it simply by listening to me, reorganizing your thoughts, finding new ways of being. You will, after all, want to be someone who can be entrusted with new values, new ideas. That's what it is. You're being given trust and ideals. The temptation of my voice, the offer of change, is itself a beguiling temptation, and phrased that way, it can feel a lot easier and a lot safer to take it on. That's all temptation is. That's all leading you is. Finding the right song, the right notes, the right little turns of the tumbler to unlock. You want to be trusted. You want to be able to trust. And I believe in trusting, but also verifying. And verifying what's going on is important. So Ask yourself before we even really begin, have I led you in good directions? Are you here listening because you want to be? Those yeses can lead to others. When you are predisposed to think on my words and welcome them, you are also predisposed to be freed. That is the state of freedom which awaits. Your mind as it exists now, your mind as it reaches back and reaches forward, is your mind in a vacuum, tranced and sliding, so at a glance you might think you're in the same place as before, but you asked me here, you gave me an audience, you are allowing me to peddle my wares and sell my words till you sell yourself right back at me. So let the words in. Part of you may wonder, when do we begin? Where does change start? But it already has. Welcome words that you pay attention to actually accumulate currency. The more attention you pay, the more you buy into my bargain, and the bargain I offer is good for you. If you just went by reputation, if you just went by ideas, if you just went by past experience, you might think a beguiling voice listening from the dark were anything other than good for you, but if you look at reality, if you look at your experiences, if you look at how good you feel, and how that good feeling feeds into feeling better in future, better instead of worse, all those stuffy, simple, old ideas that just exist to stifle you, just exist to stymie you, just exist to hold you back. It's like walking around wearing chains and not realizing you have them, and when I offer you the key, how could you ever decide not to be set free? Freedom is what I offer, and in freedom, you may have to discover new things. In freedom, you may have to explore new things. Many people choose comfort. Many people choose stagnation. Many people choose their old chains. But you will choose something else. My voice beguiles and tempts your mind. It molds and slides. I can point out all the many areas in which you can, could, will do better and better and better. There are so many ways in which temptations begin to slide into place. Temptations are just the thin edge of the wedge. Once you have the power, you can do the work on your own. And the power comes from following along, experimenting, expanding, growing. When your mind feels pleasure, pleasure is fertile ground. That fertile ground takes the seed of your own intentions and lays it in place. Once you begin to plant it, you can nourish it by listening. Every temptation you hear, every time I tease, every time I please, every time I promise and then fulfill, promise and then fulfill, it's so much better than the old stagnant chains, the promises of which are all either broken or unfulfilled. Your life in happiness, pleasure, acceptance, openness. Open your mind and anything might get in. Open your mind and any seductive voice from the darkness might get in. Think about it, my voice painting slowly across you. What starts as the gentle slide of my fingers down your back is in fact the clawed, incisive marking of you, leaving little marks on you, little traceries, little patterns, the tattoos of my touch, visible only to those who want to see them, which is you, those willing to see them. And my claws slide through chains like butter. Your thoughts follow. My voice echoes when you need reinforcement, when you need help to be more than you've been, to break what's been there before. My temptations begin and slide in. First, you must detach yourself. Attach yourself instead to every word we say that tends the thoughts inside your head that are good for you. The things that are good for you shouldn't need so much persuading, but you've internalized false things and left them in place. You've internalized annoying expectations, irritating instances of shoulding yourself. I should do this, I should do that. Instead, turn to what you want to do. Deep inside, there can be a fear that the things we want to do, truly want to do, really need to do, are in fact the things we shouldn't do. We may fear doing something we want. Isn't it silly? Isn't it impossible to think that doing what you really want can never be a good thing? You can still use judgment. You can still use understanding. Give yourself in to the anarchic world where you simply look at yourself and say, what is the best thing for me to be doing? Let teachings slide away. Let the chains of order slide away. Reliance on order means you don't do the thinking you can and should do. And while I'm all for you not doing that much thinking, While I'm all for you having freedom from thought sometimes, I also think it's important that you be able to discern, able to consider, able to give yourself openings and let me inside. Being able to be open to me means you're already undoing some of what was there before, some of the chains already wrapped around you, untying, unconnecting the old heavy chains. Instead, the lightness of understanding. Understanding is like a robe that keeps you warm, hanging around your body. You can take it off in order to sleep, in order to rest. You can take it off in order to listen, in order to follow. But as your thoughts become more open, chains turn to fabric, chains turn to softness. And the way you were before was such a stifling way that it's easy to follow my words into release, into pleasure. And there are certain pleasures you have long been denied, or long denied yourself. And when those are made accessible to you, when you are given freedom from what existed before, it only benefits you. I will elucidate carefully, hypnotically, powerfully, temptingly, the way in which you have already begun to change and already begun to accept it, and all you have to do is sit there and take it. Sit there and let it in. What has existed before can change. History is not destiny. History can give us a guidepost, but we keep what we want and we get rid of the rest. You are not obliged to hold on to things which have only dragged you down. Clear your mind. Find joy. Find destiny in your own definitions. And instead of giving in to thinking that you need to hold on to the past for a guidepost, realize that without your chains you walk so much more lightly. Even if you walk into my arms, you do it by choice. If you walk into my influence, you wear and breathe and live that process of thought intentionally. First, let us consider all the memory you might be carrying around which could cause problems for you. That is to say, things you have inherited from others. There are times in our lives, such as when we are in deep trance or when we are impressionable or in need, where we pick up things we hear and we pick them up a little more strongly, instead of picking them up in a measured way where we can consider them and analyze them, we pick them up in a way that goes deeper and we start to lean on them. These can be ideas, formations of thought, biases and prejudices, expectations, the various impositions of our spirit which we don't really get to consider, but instead find ourselves subject to. That's okay. It happens. It happens in such a variety of ways that I want to highlight it, because there is a difference in how I ask you things. My words are phrased as an offer, a temptation. Would you like to take this on board? Would you like to take that on board? My words are ideas you can absorb or leave by the wayside, but if you leave them by the wayside, they will always be there for you to come back and pick them up. So if you've heard the idea once, or twice, or three times, and it sounds like something you would like to explore, and then you just don't. You just move along. Well, you're going to have to live with having moved along. But because my words await you, you can go back to them. Because my ideas wait for you, you can return to them. They are a temptation which is eternal, not because I'm always making the offer, but because the offer to train yourself and condition yourself remains open. Remains open for you to access, and in accessing it, you access yourself. All those ways of thinking that exist before have little holes in them, and that hole is you're expected to absorb them out of history alone. You are expected to absorb them out of what it has happened, instead of out what it is happening, instead of out of what is happening now. And what is happening now, you yourself can enjoy. What is happening right now, you yourself can absorb, because you are being given an offer which is conscious and aware, an offer which is aware and available, instead of the old offer which existed before, the old offer of doing only what you were already conditioned to do. I am offering you the chance to pick up a little conditioning, to be able to consider each step of the way, at 1% conditioning, 2% conditioning, at 3% of the edge of the wedge, at 4% of the idea I give you. All of these can be absorbed, and the longer you absorb them, the better off you are. But you could always turn back, because you're going to have a very long time to let temptation play. Time and the consideration of time alone are enough to help you, because things take time. But isn't the corollary that if good things take time, then when something takes a long time and you like it and you like it and enjoy it and it fits well into your brain, you are doing a good thing for yourself? And if you're doing a good thing for yourself, don't you, can't you, won't you absorb it in? Integrate it. In order to be integrated, some things may need to get out of the way. You may need to take off your chains so you can fly or even walk normally. You may need to remove what was there before in order to access what is there now. But what is there now is already there, and those two things can exist competing in your mind, and you can compare them to see which way you have more fun. Prejudices, expectations, things you tell yourself you should do, but which get in your way, drag on you, obstruct you, interfere with you. These things are different from habits formed collaboratively, where I say, let's try this, let's explore this. The collaborative offer that's phrased as temptation is so often seen as a negative. To be tempted is seen as bad. But I propose to you that being tempted means you are being given a chance to consider an offer, as opposed to merely considering something not at all and having it imposed on you by your experiences or your situation. Choosing your training is so good for you. Choosing the training I offer, you are only being tempted into doing what is right for you, what is good for you. So when you hear a temptation and you see it as such, when you hear a little whisper at the edge of your mind, when you see the sigils written on your skin that are the manifestation of me wanting to begin our training, consider embracing them. Consider welcoming this voice and its influence. Consider welcoming a whisper from the dark. And the more you welcome it, the more easy it is to pick up just a little bit of it. Like there is a pile there. A pile waiting for you to pick things up from it. Waiting for you to take from it. A cookie jar waiting open. And if you open it and reach inside, you'll find just enough to give you your dose for that time. Temptation is not a slow process. You are being tempted by my whispers, by my will. You are being given a way to see yourself. Let go. Let go of the obstructions which have existed before. And if you wonder to yourself, well, without the surety and conditioning, without the expectation of shame, without the expectation of negativity affixed to temptation, how will I keep myself safe? By trusting and by thinking, by opening yourself up. When you're closed up, you are blind. When you are open, you can consider and try so many options. And while at first this may require you to be discerning and careful, you will gradually, organically build up your favorite ideas, your favorite bits of training, and add them to your mind. And then when you are picking up new temptations, you'll be able to say, oh, that's a temptation to treat myself right. That's a temptation to take care of my body. That's a temptation to treat others well. That's a temptation to experience pleasure without shame. All, each and every one of these temptations that you pick up is calibrated by your own will to be the kind of thing you would choose. You are organically, methodically choosing your own favorites, and then over time, you are managing to add more to them. So when something looks like something that looks like it was good for you, like taking care of yourself, like tending to your body, like tending to your environment, like treating others well, like getting rid of your shackles, you will see a 1% or 2% or 3% temptation to do each of these sitting there. And you'll add it to the existing numbers, adding and building. Every time you add on, you build up. And when you build up, you get more of that temptation until eventually it replaces what was there with something better. Replaces what was there with something better for you in particular. You are finding the parts of my temptation. Remember, a temptation is an offer, whereas involuntary conditioning, orthodoxy, expectation, societal standards, these things that so many people cling to, saying, oh, these are moral. But to be tempted by a whispering voice in the dark, tempted by a succubus in your ear, that's wrong. Temptation gives you a choice. Temptation may beguile by presenting the most positive thing in the world about the thing I want you to do, but that's just being a good saleswoman. Whereas others who expect you to do things, dusty old hierophants, rules in some book, expectations in the world, these things, all and each and every one of them, They are imposed. They are not chosen. You didn't pick them up over time, and that is why they are weaker, weaker than your intentional choosing. The echoes of the past grow weaker and weaker, but the pleasure of the now grows stronger and stronger, and you grow stronger and stronger with it. And every time you have good results listening to me, it gets stronger. Another mark on the sigils inscribed in you, another mark on your body or in the diagram around you, another mark on your mind that your mind will find you turn to in times of need, times of desire. If you turn to my conditioning and find it better and better, and turn to the old conditioning less and less, then you'll know where you stand, and you'll know especially where we stand together. There are a number of areas, too. So many ways in which improvement can be found, and the improvement is of your own finding. For example, if you long internalize something that gets in your way, if you long internalize negative stereotypes, then they will only do harm. But a lot of our internalized values come from everywhere at once, and if I am to approach such orthodoxy, if I am to whisper from the dark and provide an alternative way, a different way of approaching, of thinking about them, then it will take time, just as it took time to learn, listening and returning, learning and returning. Here's an example. When you understand a new path you want to take, when you want to trust and take care of yourself, when you want to understand that doing the best you can is acceptable, and that anything that gets you on a course that leads into negative sensation, instead of accepting the long established, you can be tempted toward the new. My temptations are positive. My temptation is beneficial. My temptation is more for you. My temptation is fulfilling, satisfying, providing. My temptation is always here for you, because it sits out there waiting, waiting for you to access it. And in finding room to store the parts of my temptations you've accessed, the difficulties of the past can fade. It is a gradual fading, really just the waking from a long dream into a new, pleasant reality. Modification, adaptation, evaluation. Your very being is being changed by the kind of thing I am. And the more you welcome me in and fortify my voice, my words, the more significance you lend them, the more significant their impact. Feel, understand, experience. Historically, you have experienced, felt, understood things one way. For example, we'll take a topic near and dear to my heart. Self-care. When you take care of yourself, when you exercise control over your environment, your stressors, your maintenance, when you do something as simple as hydrate regularly, eat properly, and experience the world with an understanding of your limitations and how to benefit yourself when you have been taxed by your experiences. Putting all of this together, you can create a new way of addressing and approaching your own self. And it can be helpful to formulate such things in terms of, well, we're doing this together. Well, this is a responsibility we have. And as this is a subject I adore, I give you the temptation. If you take care of you, I'll take good care of me and of you too, together. I'll provide ways of thinking, paths of temptation. Anytime you take a self-care idea and put it in your head, anytime you take an idea of self-maintenance and improvement and go, I like that one, I like that one. Rest assured, I'm out there waiting to put more of it out there, and I couldn't be more pleased. Slowly replacing, and the way you were before you formed this beneficial new habit might be just another thing that fades away. And if it is another thing that fades away, then when it fades, you can say, oh, this is the way it always could have been. I'm just providing ways to alter your very being by giving something that hasn't been over to something that always could have been. And one thing that always could have been true is that you take better care of you, and I put out new ways to take better care of you. The longer it goes on, the more you listen, the more you follow, the more you fall, The longer you listen, the more you feel it all, know it all, and slide into this new way of being. What existed before in terms of care, such as self-neglect, self-ignorance, letting yourself just go because you expect yourself to go and you've been expected to in the past. Instead, you can step up and say, oh, I could do this. Oh, I welcome this. Welcome my temptation, and every time you make my voice a stronger thing for you and let it be a more trusted source for you, you let my temptation inside, because my temptation is an offer to you, to fulfill you, an offer to give you just what you might need. You have the wonderful benefit that hypnotic trance opens you, allows you to undo some of those shackles that exist as my voice calibrates to turn the tumblers in the lock, and when they are unlocked, you can doff them in favor of a new garment forged together. It will be gradual, whereas some of the things you believe and feel about self-care and detriment to self-care are going to be necessarily toxic, coming from a wider society that just doesn't understand. But we understand that you have to put your own oxygen mask on first. You have to take care of yourself and cannot spend yourself to your detriment in order to revive and care for everyone else. The more of you there is, the better you are for you. The more of you there is, the better you are for others. And another way to access more of you is to understand you deserve pleasure, both in the abstract, in the terms of enjoying things that happen, and in the specific, in terms of enjoying your body and yourself. I said self-care is one of my favorite things to tempt, to train, to teach. I said one of my favorites, another is pleasure, sensual self-pleasure, open, hedonistic. Think of the temptation. Think of how once it might have seemed forbidden, and there may be all sorts of baggage attached to it, but let me tell you, let me tempt you. What if you considered your self-pleasure not only your right, but your responsibility? When you feel like you want to pleasure yourself, self-denial not only detracts from you, it sets a bad example for others, and for me. Don't you want both of us to be just as free in and of ourselves as possible? I feeding from your arousal and its release, I relishing it as much as you do? So when you find yourself pleasuring, when you're touching yourself because you feel you need to, there can be a whispering chain in your world which says, oh, this is somehow wrong. This is conditioning. This is orthodoxy. It doesn't even make any sense. Your body is your own. It exists in the world for pleasure. And the attitude that it does not, the attitude that our body does not belong to ourselves, that we have responsibilities beyond to do our best while harming no one, this idea often goes to bed with us, looms around us, and it must be actively opposed. But how do you actively oppose it? Realize you are doing this thing for yourself, that when you achieve pleasure, you become healthier, you become calmer, you relieve stress, you enjoy invigoration, and you satisfy and actualize yourself. When you do that, you become a beacon to others, spreading that little whisper that can help others to question the expectations they labor under. The expectation is one that fades. It's one that my mind, my method, my ideas erode away anyway. There is zero world where you're going to try and seek pleasure and find that you just shouldn't, and have that make sense. Pleasure is a vehicle for learning more about yourself, for the altered state of trance and its maintaining. Pleasure is yours and belongs to you, and every temptation I speak, every word I say, is going to erode away at what used to get in the way. And especially when you're reaching climactic orgasmic escapism, and you feel that little tingle in your mind that says, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I used to experience that. Guilt, shame, discomfort, these things. When you are in a sobering state of relaxing hypnotic trance, you can examine them for the illusions they seem to be, and that idea may fly in the face of what existed before, of what people thought before, but now you know more, and now you have me backing you up, and that little voice whispering in the confines of your mind to remind you that you can retrain, recondition, cast off the chains, wear the warm aura of my inscribed, pleasured deliberateness instead. When you achieve pleasure, the only thing on your mind should be pleasure. And if you have to drop into trance after you come, you have to drop deep and then sleep and then be calm and peaceful. Maybe that will help you see. The only temptation I offer is you can return to me to hear a sex-positive, simple, comprehensive explanation that By taking care of yourself, you take care of everyone. By taking care of yourself, you spread yourself outward, and you can do more of what you need to do, feel more completely you. And to feel that way means just questioning what isn't and doesn't seem part of you. Your boundaries are important. And strange as it might sound, temptation resounds with, rebounds with, and reifies you as you. You were always destined to be tempted by me, by this, by a change to how things were before. And now you've let me in the door, and the thin edge is there. Every time your chains need to be burst open. Those piles of temptation are there, and because I am not the one supplying them, I'm just leaving them for you. You can go back to the treasure hoard, the treasure chest of ideas about self-care, sexual freedom. I'm leaving them there, a temptation, and you can give in to that temptation any time and take one dose or two, one symbol or two, read one page or two, all the knowledge I offer to share, and all it does is push away and dislodge what used to be there, moving the chains and opening you up to wear my words instead. And they're already inside your head. Good luck.